Hey, hello, this is Sherry Reichard-Ballou, and a couple people asked about finding out a little more about my self-care practice that is called recording and listening, and it's actually a practice that I learned from my spiritual teacher, Sherry Huber. So it's not my, I didn't invent this, but I've been practicing it since, I guess about 2010 is when our particular Sangha all started adopting this. And really what it is it's the use of audio recordings that we make in our own voices that they can be a variety of things. They might be antidotes to negative self-talk. They might be inspirational or motivational. They might be recordings that that are there to help us remember something really beautiful that someone said to us or something wonderful that we read in a book that inspired us. There's a whole gamut. I mean, probably hundreds, maybe even thousands of different ways that people use recording and listening. But the basic premise of it is that instead of having these sort of negative loops that run often in people's heads, I don't know if it's everybody, but certainly a large percentage of the people that I know and that I talk to tend to have a certain amount of self-punishing or negative or defeating thoughts. And in my practice, we look at that as what's known as conditioned mind, so that we are conditioned human beings and from a very early age start to incorporate what, you know, what we hear around us. And unfortunately, a lot of that is, you know, that's stupid. Why did you do that? You shouldn't have done that. You always do that, you know, you're that type of person. There's certain things that become a conditioned part of who we are that aren't really who we are. That's the sort of, you know, Zen take on it. So the practice is to really be able to create, in some ways, I guess is the right word, to create the kinds of thoughts we want to be having, to create something that we listen to a lot that actually is a kind, compassionate, loving, supportive voice. And so it might look like this. I love to do something like before I go to bed at night, I love to make myself a recording that I can listen to as soon as I wake up. As soon as I wake up, before any of those voices start in on what I'm worried about or, you know, what I have to do or, you know, something negative about me or whatever, that I would make a recording that just says, hey, good morning, I'm so glad, here we are, we've got another day, and, you know, I just want you to know, I just love you so much, and I love how you blah, 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 I can't wait for blah, 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 today we're going to meet with so-and-so, and it's, you know, really going to be fun and full of laughter, and it's going to be so great to have that connection, whatever. You know, it can be anything. Sometimes I read a poem. So that's one thing, to wake up into a friendly, warm, loving voice, as opposed to what a lot of people wake up into, which is fearful and scary and full of anxiety. Another thing might be to, I always record if a friend of mine, you know, says something to me that feels really loving or that's really touched me. I would pick up the recorder and say, you know, I just talked to Susie and she got the letter I sent her last week and she was so happy and, you know, she blah, 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 whatever, you know, just to kind of remind myself of a wonderful loving connection that I have to someone in my life and, you know, why I love her. I do keep lists on my recorder of reasons why I love people. So I have I think it's a couple hours long now that I started this with my boyfriend years ago. So it's if I spent some time with him and he did something especially funny or loving or romantic, I would just pick up the recorder and talk about it for a minute and get that on the recorder. I record things I read in books that are inspirational. I record pep talks. So if I'm having a particular issue with something, say I'm struggling this week, like I really want to go to dance class more often, but I'm having trouble getting there because I'm working late and I'm missing the class, for instance. I would record something to myself that would say, oh, you know, I just want to remind you how good it feels when you come back from dance, that every time you're walking home from dance class, your body just feels so electric and you feel so energized and healthy and young and vibrant and full of vitality. And I know you may be thinking that you don't have time to go to class tonight. If you're listening to this, I want you to know, get yourself there, you know, so something like that. So a couple of things about the recording and listening. One is my teacher swears by this, that our own voice is one of the things that is the most healing in all of the world. And the thing about that is that almost everyone I know who's ever started this practice always says they hate the sound of their own voice, or most people do. Most people have a real resistance to listening to their own voice. However, you know, we've talked about this a lot in my Zen Sangha, and that whatever that force is, I don't know what you call it, again, we call it ego, conditioned mind, it's the sort of anti-life, it's that sort of anti-life force in nature, seems to want us not to be loved and happy and connected. It seems to want separation. Certainly ego wants separation. And so it would make sense that, you know, there would be this sort of kicking in of resistance to doing something that really would be loving and supportive. And so that sense of, I don't like the sound of my own voice. So that's one thing. People normally just, most everyone I know, again, who's done this practice, after, oh, I don't know, even a few days or a week or whatever, that just goes away and they really start to love it. It starts to be like your best friend's voice, because it is, hopefully, your best friend's voice. Oh, goodness, I just see that I've been talking for 7 minutes. I think that's long enough. Nobody wants to listen to an audio for, well, maybe you do. I don't know. I'm going to take that back. I don't know where that came from, a good girl something. I don't want to take up too much of your space. But I do think that I've kind of maybe covered all the bases. And just trying to think. I'm just sitting here for a minute to see if anything else drops in that feels important. Oh, I guess this feels important. I'm glad I didn't really say. So I typically record on an MP3 recorder. But you don't have to have that. Most people have smartphones. If you have a smartphone, almost every smartphone either has a voice recording app or it's pretty easy to get a free one. The iPhone comes with a really great one, so that's what I'm using right now to record this. The reason I use the MP3 player to record on is, I don't know, I guess it's a psychological thing for me that it's different than my phone, so it doesn't feel quite as connected to anything else. It's sort of, it's its own entity. It's like my recorder is my, it's my device that is just full of love and inspiration and connection and all of that. Whereas my phone has many, many uses. And also my phone tends to run the battery pretty quickly. And so I like to have the MP3 player. But some people also record on their laptops. They record on their tablets. You could kind of record on any sort of device and you can categorize. So I upload everything into iTunes and I have my own sort of system. I know this is another big deal for people who do this practice, like how do you organize? But that's all secondary, really. You could categorize by, like I have some things that I like morning must, you know, so my morning must would include, you know, recordings that I know are going to really get me excited about waking up. One of them that I have listened to for years and will probably be on my morning must for the rest of my life is one that reminds me that I am incredibly lucky to be alive, that whatever I had to like arrange itself in order for me to be born was a miracle. And the fact that I have lived so many years is a miracle, that I have my health. And I remind myself that I'm going to die and that everyone I love is going to die. And those things are going to happen sooner than I want or expect. And that what that means to me is I'm going to live and love as much as I possibly can in this day ahead of me. And that's a really important one for me because it's one of the major philosophies of my life. And so I love to remind myself of that every single day, you know. And so there might be things like that for you that you want to remember first thing every single day. So I'm going to stop now because I could just go on and on. There are just, you know, so many thousands of ways to use this practice. I think that the biggest thing, I know I said I was going to stop, but I want to say this last thing. The biggest thing about this is that it's a practice of becoming our own mentor, our own best friend. It's a way of really creating the space for whatever higher self or spirit or God or the divine or whatever your word for the source of all life is. Countless times I've turned on the recorder, not even having a sense of anything that I wanted to say, and there's been this channeling of exactly what I needed to hear, and it's amazing. So that's that. Now the other thing is it's free. It doesn't cost anything. As long as you have a recording device, you can do it. And I love that piece of it too. It's a very, you know, it's available to anyone who, you know, you have to have a recording device, but all right. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.